segment brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. Now, this piece is in response to a question I received on Facebook from Michelle, who asked this, quote, "Myself and some friends would like to know if the rumor of 57 Iranian warships off the East Coast is true or not. Also, if Obama gave the go-ahead for them to attack when the dollar fails," end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way. Not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. Living in the political class, I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Okay, what is the most destructive ideology on the face of the earth? Okay, that can be debated, I'm sure. But my friend and colleague Mark Passio from What on Earth is Happening, who begins his broadcast this weekend, Saturday night, the same time slot that I am in during the weekdays, has something that I think, if not the most destructive ideology, it's damn near close. And that is solipsism. You know what solipsism is? Here's how you spell it. S-O-L-I-P-S-I-S-M.
Now, the reason I even bring this up and included Travis's quote here is at this conference that we were just at a couple of ago, okay? I didn't speak at it. I tabled at it. A woman came up to my table, and she picked up my New Age Bullshit DVD, which is available here today in the back.
Oops.
And she said, "What's this about?" With a real skeptical look. And I said, "Well, it's a 7-hour extended video podcast that has many, many slides, okay? I gave a shortened version of it at the Free Your Mind conference in Philadelphia. And this is the extended version that goes deeply into the deception of the New Age movement and how it is a religion that is designed to suppress the masculine side of the personality, which is the side that actually takes action and creates change." Okay. And that's, of course, pushed by the sacred feminine, which is care and creativity and compassion, right? Both need to be present. We're going to talk about that here today. But I said, this is about the suppression of that masculine energy. And that's what the New Age movement is about. The suppression of the masculine, right? So I said, what the New Age religion wants to teach people is just accept everything the way it is, no matter how unjust it is, no matter how deplorable the conditions are, no matter how much evil is taking place in our midst, accept it. That's the New Age religion. And here's what she said. Here's what she said. That's exactly how I am. I just accept everything. I don't make any judgments on anything that occurs, no matter what it is, no matter how it's perceived. You want to perceive it as evil? That's your judgment. I said, yes, it is my judgment. You know why? Because it's evil. It really is. There is such a thing. I said, and you're content to let evil run amok and take this whole world because you don't want to act. Because what's really there is cowardice. That's what it really is. Okay? She didn't want to hear that. She said, I prefer not to see it that way. Now, align this with the quote. I prefer not to see it that way. Okay? And I hope by some miracle she happens to see this presentation at some point. Okay? And, you know, in hindsight, I didn't say this to her on the spot, but I thought about it for a little bit the next day. And what I should have really said is, no, you prefer not to see, period. That's the truth. Okay? So I prefer not to see it that way means, no, I want to ignore reality. I want to believe what I want to be true is the way that it already is. And this is what the New Age hoax is peddling to people. Okay? So, great quote that I thought accurately sums it all up. See, this woman also told me that she is a follower, quote unquote, of the New Age ideology that is referred to as the Course in Miracles. How many people have even heard of this? A lot of people. Okay? You know what that is? It's called solipsism, wrapped in a nice, neat new package. Solipsism. How many people are familiar with the ideology called solipsism? Good. More than I would have thought. Most people have never heard of this. Okay? Solipsism is a completely egoic and destructive ideology that has absolutely no bearing or resemblance to truth in any way. And the people who are solipsists are mentally ill. I'm not even going to provide any evidence of that. I'm telling you, you need to research this religion and sickness for yourself. It's a mental illness. A solipsist is a mentally ill person who should probably be somehow removed, segregated from society, and institutionalized until they are made well, because they are a destructive influence on society. This is what I focused on podcast number one of my podcast series and radio shows. I went into the ideology of what solipsism is and how destructive it is and how it's a religion. Okay? What this is, well, first of all, let's look at the word. And you'll notice I'll be breaking down words all day long. Because if you don't understand where words came from, you don't really understand what they really were intended to mean. Regardless of whatever connotation they may have taken on in the modern world, the intended meaning of the word, the original meaning, is derived from its etymological derivation. You need to go into the ancient languages, Latin and Greek roots and other languages, Germanic, Arabic, etc., and you need to break down the words from their etymological origins. Then you will understand their real meaning. And I'm telling you, you do this and the top of your head will blow off by what you will find, by what words we speak on a daily basis actually mean. And we have no idea what they mean. Okay? So the word solipsism comes from the Latin adjective solus, which means alone or one. And then the Latin pronoun ipse, which means self, myself, etc. Okay? The ideology of solipsism is that nothing exists outside of me. I'm the only being that exists in creation. Or essentially, it's another way of saying I'm God. Okay? That my perception is the only real perception and no one else is here. Now imagine that. Now, what I'm essentially telling the audience here today is your perceptions are not the truth. You have to work to align your perceptions with the truth. That's damaging enough to the human ego, okay? If I just said, none of you exist, I'm only perceiving your existence, I'm the only one who exists, imagine how egoic that statement is, and actually how demoralizing it is to other people. You're even telling them, I don't even consider that you exist. That's what a solipsist is. They believe the universe is a big illusion created somehow for their amusement. And that there's no objective reality, that you don't exist, you don't exist, you don't exist, you don't exist. I'm the only one who exists. And that's not mental illness. We don't diagnose that as mental illness. Okay? I don't care if you want to accept the notion everything is one. I personally accept that notion. I do accept that we are all one. That doesn't mean you're not existent in the physical domain right now as I'm talking to you. Of course we all exist here. We are in the physical domain. Okay? The whole point is, these people want to believe the entire spiritual physical domain is such an illusion that nothing that takes place in it matters or has any significance and should just be watched and nothing should be done to change it.
Are you a solipsist? More with Mark Passio's fascinating look at solipsism when we come back, and be sure to check out his show premiering Saturday in this same time slot. Get Bob Tuscan Monday through Friday and Passio on Saturday, which I'm very excited about. And he'll be coming on Fridays, every Friday, for a segment to take a look at what's to come with What on Earth is Happening. All right, quick break, and we'll come back to his talk on solipsism.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
I want to get your take on this, and then we'll get to some news in just a moment. 800 313-94-43. Back to Mark Passio's talk on solipsism, the most destructive ideology, according to him, on the face of the earth.
Explain what this is, folks. When I was a Satanist, okay, and I was working inside the Church of Satan and other dark occult organizations, they have a set of sins, believe it or not. They don't look at them as sins in the same way that, like, you know, religionists look at sin. But they have the things that, these are behaviors and thought patterns that should not be engaged in by the dark occultist themselves, by the magician, if you will. You are not to engage in these behaviors, but we are to peddle them to other people. We are to get them to engage in these behaviors. Okay? You know what the first one is? No, it's not. That's the second or third. I think it's the third, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have the list handy. But the first one is stupidity. That's the first satanic sin. Okay? For the dark occultist. But they want other people in deep stupidity. They want other people in deep ignorance. The idea here is we will know it all. We will know the truth so that we can control others and keep them a dumbed down herd. Okay? There's a bunch of other ones, but I think the second or third is solipsism. Solipsism is one of the biggest sin for Satanists and dark Luciferians and dark occultists. They don't want any of their membership believing in this mental illness nonsense. Okay? But they want to propagate it and peddle it. They want to do that. And they told me personally, higher ups in this network told me personally when I was working with them, wait until you see the New Age books that we, our membership, will be writing, or either writing ourselves or putting into the hands of useful dupes to write and put out there. We'll be giving them the idea, they'll write it for us, put it out there as their own idea. And they said, we are going to propagate and peddle solipsism like you have never seen. And you know what? When they say something, they do it. I'm serious. They're aligned. Their act is together. They act on the same page. And for that, I have respect for them as an enemy. And I don't take anything they do lightly. I recognize they have the will. They're not like the rest of humanity. They align their thoughts, their knowledge, with their version of care. You know, it's not like our emotionally based care, but they care about what they're doing. And then they act. And when they act in concert. And they get it done. Okay? I'm not saying, you know, I agree with any of their agenda, because I don't, and I'm trying to stop it. But I have respect for their unity. They are unified and on the same page, and humanity is not. And that's why, in all honesty, we're having our rear ends handed to us in this spiritual battle right now. At least right now. Solipsism is the ideology that only one's mind is sure to exist. Solipsists contend that knowledge of anything that is outside of one's own mind is unsure, and hence there is no such thing as objective truth. Okay? No such thing as objective truth. And therefore, nothing about the external world and its workings can actually ever be known. Just think about that statement. It's saying no one can ever know anything. You cannot come to know anything at all. There is no such thing as knowledge. So what I would say to somebody who's following the quote-unquote Course in Miracles, or Course in Solipsism, or Course in Acceptance of All Forms of Evil in this world, is you can't know anything by reading the Course in Miracles, because nothing can be known. You know? Why would a solipsist ever pick up a book? Why would a solipsist ever watch anything? Any video? Why would a solipsist ever engage in a conversation with another human being? You know? Tell a solipsist you can't know that you're going to fall off that cliff, so why don't you go try to walk over it and see what happens? Because you can't be sure of anything. They won't do that, though. You know? The whole point here is this is a religion. This is a New Age religion. And I'm telling you who it's peddled by. It's peddled by the occultists who have the knowledge of how natural law works and are trying to put out whatever ideologies they can, destructive ideologies they can, to get people not to understand it. Or to even go so far as to believe that nothing can be understood. Why would you bother to look into natural law? Nothing can be known. It's unbelievable that anybody would be so gullible and naive to fall into this mindset. Let me just tell you what it really is. It's a person who has given up on life. They feel that it's so difficult to know anything and they don't want to do the work to come to that level of knowledge that they just said, I don't believe it can be known. That makes me feel more comfortable in my ignorance and laziness. That's the truth about what solipsism is. Okay? And that's the truth about my friend I bumped into at the MUFON conference. And I'd say that to her face. Okay? So, we have to realize we're battling this force. This religion is on the rise. Solipsism is on the rise. More people are becoming solipsists or solipsistic in their beliefs, in their thought processes.
What do you think about that? 800-313-9443. Find that to be the most destructive ideology on the face of the earth. Very, very interesting. Okay, we'll take your calls on that and anything else that you have on your mind. Got a bunch of news to get into here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of the headlines from Bob Tuscan, TUSKIN.com. 40 killed as fighter jets bomb Taliban in Waziristan, Khyber. I think that's in Afghanistan. Let's see here. No, maybe that's in Pakistan. Oh, it's right on the border there. The fighter jets bombed suspected terrorist hideouts in the tribal belt, killing at least 40 people. At least 40 terrorists were killed in precision strikes, one intelligence official told Reuters. Somehow I don't believe that it was 40 terrorists that died. No, no, no. There's more to that. We have a story about this Chinese tycoon, Liu Han, charged for mafia-style crimes. This billionaire got in trouble. I posted an article about that today. U.S. investigates illegal military equipment shipments from Israel to Iran. U.S. Homeland Security says Israeli arms dealers have been sending spare military jet parts to Iran in breach of sanctions. I wonder why. False flag on the horizon? Maybe, maybe not. And, oh yeah, when we get back, I want to tell you about the NSA and Homeland Security settlement for the lawsuit over the parody logo shirts.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, we're taking your calls for the rest of this hour. 800-313-9443 if you would like to join us. 800-313-9443. We'd love to hear from you. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk to Richard in Washington again. Richard, I thought I got rid of you last hour.
Hey, thank you for letting me back on since I appeared with Clint. Mark, I want to question you as about what, every three generations or so, you repeat the same challenges about vegetarianism, feminism, and Far Eastern religion. How come they keep pushing these agendas on us every three or four generations?
Okay. Well, thanks. Is that it, Richard?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Anything else?
No, that's it. I just wonder why they keep pushing these interbreeding sociopathic tribe. Keep pushing these agendas every two or three generations.
Great question. Well, thanks for the call, man. Always appreciate hearing from you.
All right.
Okay, let's go to the front page of BobTuska.com. And I posted a lot of news today. Let's get back into some of this. While my screen loads here. Jeez. Slow night on the computer, that is. All right, so this NSA and Homeland Security settlement about the parody logos about the NSA. Well, the National Security Agency and Department of Homeland Security acknowledged in a settlement made public Tuesday that they were wrong to ban a leading custom merchandise retailer from selling T-shirts, mugs, and posters that poked fun at the agencies. They admitted they were wrong? Wow. They knew they were wrong, folks. But they admitted it. So there you go. I have a report here that I talked about in short yesterday of cops tasering a deaf man and knocking him unconscious while he was attempting to use sign language. This is probably up there with these... it is up there with these despicable stories we've been hearing from the mainstream media and alternative media alike about the nature of our police these days, or at least some of them. And they don't stop. They continue again and again and again. Listen to this case. You'll be shocked to hear what happened here.
Unusual use of...
If it can load. Hold on here. Bear with me.
Force lawsuit. A Southland man is suing the Hawthorne Police Department, saying officers used excessive force during an arrest. The man is deaf and says police mistook his hand gestures and thought that he was being combative. Tonight, KCAL 9 Serene Branson is live in Hawthorne with the details. Serene?
And Kent, the South Bay man is essentially nonverbal and uses American Sign Language to communicate. He's suing the city of Hawthorne and the Hawthorne Police Department. In this complaint filed just last week, he claims he was the victim of excessive force and unnecessary roughness, all because of miscommunication and discrimination.
Several officers at some point were on top of him. He was tased several times.
Anna Rivera says her client, Jonathan Meister, a deaf architect from Manhattan Beach, was beaten and injured at the hands of Hawthorne police. The complaint says Meister had his old roommate's permission to go to his old house and retrieve items from the back porch. Someone called police.
Mr. Meister then tried to tell them that he was deaf, using, you know, gestures to explain that he was there to pick up his stuff. But it didn't seem like they quite understood.
That's when the complaint says they tackled, struck, and used a taser on him. They arrested Meister for assault, charges that were later dropped.
If the primary way you communicate is to use your hands and you're looking at somebody when you speak, when you go to grab somebody without explaining what's happening and take that method of communication away from them, Mr. Meister became afraid. It's a civil rights case about officers discriminate against someone just because they have a disability and that they don't recognize that someone is deaf.
But Hawthorne police provided a copy of the report showing they recognized Meister was deaf early on and that he tried to resist. Meister's handwritten account to police says he didn't mean to resist. Police released a statement that said in part, officers make every effort to communicate effectively. In almost all cases, it is the person's behavior and actions who we contact that dictate police response, other than the communication barriers present. That is certainly the case in this specific matter. And Rivera said she would have liked to have seen officers attempt to use a pen and a piece of paper. In the meantime, Hawthorne police declined a request for an on-camera interview, but in their statement, they stressed that officers are trained on how to deal with situations where communication can be difficult. We're live tonight in
A nun gets 3 years in prison for infiltrating nuclear weapons facility. This is an original on BobTuska.com that I wrote today. Megan Rice, an 84-year-old nun, was sentenced to nearly 3 years in prison Tuesday for breaking into a U.S. nuclear weapons complex and defacing a bunker that was holding bomb-grade uranium. Two other activists who broke into the facility with Megan Rice were sentenced to more than 5 years in prison. In her closing statement, Rice asked the judge to sentence her to life in prison, even though the sentencing guideline called for about 6 years. "Please have no leniency with me," she said. To remain in prison for the rest of my life would be the greatest gift you could give me. I don't even know what to say about that. On July 28, 2012, all three activists cut through three fences before reaching a $540 million storage bunker. They hung banners, strung crime scene tape, and hammered off a small chunk of the fortress like highly enriched uranium materials facilities inside the most secure part of the complex. They painted messages such as, "The fruit of justice is peace," and splashed baby bottles of human blood on the bunker wall. Wow. The reason for the baby bottles was to represent that the blood of children is spilled by these weapons. The protest raided some important questions about how easy it is to infiltrate security at these large nuclear weapons sites. But we gotta watch out for terrorists, folks. Terrorists. 83-year-old, 84-year-old peace activist terrorist. Thank goodness these facilities are safe because, well, we've got people like this that are out there trying to protest. Wait, I mean, we have terrorists trying to kill us all. Sorry. Wrong thing. So there you go. Okay. Final story from the front page of BobTuscan.com that I want to get into. How dangerous are food packaging chemicals? That's the question that Science World Report asks about the various packaging that we find in our grocery stores. Most of us don't think twice about consuming processed foods. Well, not my listeners, Science World Report. Going to write, we automatically trust the manufacturers. No, not us. Well, they say the authors of the paper titled Food Packaging and Migration of Food Contact Materials will epidemiologists rise to no neotoxic challenge, if I can read here, looks at the use of formaldehyde in many of those products, a substance that has been classified by the World Health Organization and International Agency of Research on Cancer as being known to carry human carcinogens and increase the risk of sinus cancer and leukemia. Compound is used in many products, including melamine tableware and fizzy drink bottles. Oh, you can tell it was written by somebody over there in the UK. Formaldehyde, folks. What else is formaldehyde used for? Oh, it's embalming fluid, isn't it? They're embalming us before we even die. How great. All right, we'll come back with more in just a moment. If you want to jump in with any of your thoughts or comments on anything you like, 800-313-9443 is how you can join us. 800-313-9443.
Thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times are tough, all right.
Thank you for joining us. We are excited to give you an exclusive first look into our new system for the acquisition and processing of Americans' location data. Using the target Mr. Jack Benjamin as a case study, we will explore our system's capabilities in the domestic policing context. As you can see, Mr. Benjamin was flagged as a potential DUI risk. But before we go too far, let's check out all of the background information we can access about our subject. We can track Mr. Benjamin's movements by date, look for patterns in his car travel, even use a heat map to see where he's been. If we view his top locations, oh, looks like lots of nights spent at someone else's private home. Must be a lover, but he left at 3:50 a.m. and didn't return until almost 6 weeks later. Could be some trouble in paradise. The house is registered to a Mary Smith. If we look at her other visitors, it seems that Mary has a few close friends. Wonder if Mr. Benjamin's aware that a certain Bill Montgomery has spent a few nights with her. But I digress. Let's go back to the main screen. Jack appears to be quite a union activist. We'd better notify our partner George over at Big Corp, just in case Jack has been involved with the trouble they've been having over there. Going back to Jack's lifestyle, we can look at where he tends to be, say, between the hours of 2 and 5 a.m., and who is in close proximity during those hours. Well, there's his lover, but who are the others? It looks like they didn't share a bedroom, but we have to wonder what is going on with those other individuals at such a late hour. Police patrol might need to keep an eye on them, too. So far, we've just been poking around, but let's go back to that DUI pattern alert for Jack. If we take a peek at how the system data mined the conclusion that Jack was at risk of a DUI, you'll see four factors. First, there was a social gathering in progress. Click details to see who was there. Second, look at all of their location trails. Two of them stopped at liquor stores. Third, one of the attendees has a prior. Finally, you can see that our live monitoring algorithms identified another attendee's movement pattern as highly suggestive of DUI. No officer was able to reach the suspect in time to administer a test, but his license plate number has been watchlisted for heightened scrutiny. Of course, a DUI is just one of the many possible alerts that the system can generate. There's another alert we received for one Clayton Porter for movement patterns suggesting possible criminal behavior. Upon investigation, the suspect was determined to be a real estate agent. But, folks, that's just a taste of what this powerful new system is capable of. We look forward to working with your department for many years to come in our mutual efforts to keep America a safe and controlled place where no one, no matter where they are, can commit wrongdoing. Thank you.
That message brought to you by Big Brother. All right. Let's get to Jay in Florida's call on the Bob Tuscan Show. Hello, Jay.
Hey, really appreciate you taking my call and stuff. And I think that was a great, of course I'm on the radio. I just heard a soundtrack of what you just played. I thought that was fantastic because that's exactly how they can do that. I mean, just think about it. All you need is if you know anything about database, like Microsoft database and stuff, you can have all these things, and then it's this big pile of data, right, like in all these databases.
Mm-hmm.
And then the program itself pulls this information from all these different places and stuff, and then when you go in there and say, this person, or how much did this cost, or how much is this going to cost in the next year, or... You know, you can pull up all these different variables in this program. It's you know, Excel is fantastic. I mean, it's really is a incredible program when you work with it, because when you have all these data points coming into a database, especially in a business, you can have everything like transportation, each person's everything, all this stuff.
It really is Big Brother, isn't it?
Excel has been around for a long, long time, but what I was going to get to is which was kind of like what the soundtrack or the video or whatever you were just playing was saying, is now we can put in, you know, like where your car is, we can put in the data from your cell phone, you know, where you drive around, this, who you call, this. I mean, it makes all this huge data pile. And then when you pull something up, what I'm saying is when you pull someone up, it pulls all these things together, and you have like almost a perfect picture of whoever this person is or whatever this thing is. You can pull up each product, who's working on it, how much the sales are, how much the sales, where the sales are coming from in the country. Like, is it from, Alabama? What are our sales in California? What are our sales in Texas? You know, just infinite amounts of data you can just pull up. Like, you know, just imagine, you know, your imagination just runs wild. You can just anything you want. And then that's what the NSA is doing with this big, you know, data pile that they're doing, you know, the big giant database and stuff. Is if they all you have to do is just since server space is getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. I remember around 10 years ago, it was you know, $10,000 for, you know, to have like a terabyte with maintenance and everything else, you know, that, and plus all the software and everything else, you know, that's a lot of money. And the price of a terabyte has probably dropped so much since then, 10 years ago. You know, I bet, you know, it might even be near, you know, 500 or, you know, really low time now. I mean, terabytes, you could buy terabytes, you know, and have all this data you can just ask for it. And then somebody writes the program, and then it all pulls it in, and then it's all right there, whatever you want. And then, right. You know, just like you said, like, when you have, like, the car things or the wreckers or, you know, the cops, you know, getting into this, this person works here, whatever it is, you know, all these things, you know, puts a thing so the cop sees, you know, everywhere you work, go, drive and stuff, you know, even before he, you know, walks up to the car. You know, it's crazy.
Well, let me ask you something, Jay. If you have nothing to hide, what are you worried about?
You know, that's so funny because, you know, I've heard that a couple times from some people saying, you know, oh, you know, I'm not doing nothing wrong, you know, I don't need to hide, you know, I just want to feel safe. And then the next thing I say, of course, is, well, you know, then why do you shut the door on your bathroom? You know, I mean, do you feel safe in the bathroom? I mean, why you don't need anybody looking at you in the bathroom, do you? Or what about when you're taking a shower? Can we put a camera in there when you're taking a shower? Or, you know,
my wife,
you know,
yells at me, by the way, to shut the door sometimes.
Take down the walls of your bedroom, you know, and we can just, you know, have cameras in your bedroom. Can
right,
we just
right.
walk wherever, you know? And then they're like, of course not. Well, and then I say, like, well, you know, you're not doing nothing wrong, are you? And they're like, no. Well, then why do you mind me, you know, having a camera in your bedroom? You know, and then it's, oh, well, you know, it's the terrorists. And it's just ridiculous. It's the same thing that they did in the novel 1984. I mean, what was the guy's name? I forget the main bad guy's name in 1984. It was like somebody, some big Jew name or whatever it is, right? And then it was like he was going to come get us. He's, you know, we had to fight him, and they were always in the war in the South Pacific or this, and then the Eurasian War and stuff, and it was like, it just kept going and going and going, and you know, it's just almost a mirror of what's happening now. It's like, oh, we have these you know, terrorists that are like invisible, you know, you don't know who it's going to be. Oh, it could be anybody, okay? So it's you or me, anybody, right? And then, oh, we got to look up the baby's diaper. We got to look up, you know, your wife. Are you there?
I am, brother. Great points, okay? We got to take our last break for the hour, man.
All right,
thank you.
Sorry about that.
Call back sometime. I like hearing from you. Folks, hour number three coming up in just seconds. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial.